God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So what are you giving up for Lent? That always seems to be the question this time of year, the thing we ask one another and the thing we talk about as we begin this holy season. What are you giving up for Lent? Now, quite often, the things that tend to be given up are things like chocolate or alcohol or 1 hour of sleep. Sometimes the things that we give up are a little more personal, a little more interior. They are things like anger or stubbornness, worrying or guilt. And in this holy season, people also take on things. They take on praying daily or doing a good deed. And these things that we do, these things we give up or we take on, they're spiritual disciplines. And they're disciplines made to better and build up our spiritual life. One year when I was in seminary, I was talking to a professor of mine, my Old Testament professor, who happened to be Presbyterian, and he was saying something about getting a cup of coffee, and I said, oh, I gave up caffeine for Lent. And he says, and how exactly does that make you a better Christian? I hate to say, I still don't have a good answer for him. We often think of Lent as being a reset button, a second take for our New Year's resolutions. You know, we started going to the gym in the beginning of January, and then by the first week of February, we sort of fell off the boat. But hey, Lent is here, I'll take it up again. And this happens a lot. But Lent is not just a new beginning. Lent is a season that we have set aside in the church to be for repentance and self-reflection. I have heard Lent referred to as a housekeeping for the soul. It should be a time that we think about what it is that is holding us back from our relationship with God and with one another. It's an opportunity to correct our path as it wavers. And while we will never totally escape sin, as St. Paul reminds us, we can work to make ourselves better. We can better ourselves. And like those things that we are trying to do better, even those Lenten disciplines can be a little tough to follow at times. We occasionally drop the ball. Now, before we start beating ourselves up, there is a certain part of this that can be a good thing. Because if we set our discipline and we make it too easy, and we actually go through it, all 40 days of Lent, then all we are reminded of is of our own strength and our ability to do things on our own. But if we make a discipline that's difficult, and if we fail, then we are reminded of our dependence on God. These things happen. We fall off the boat. Temptation overcomes us. Winston Churchill once quipped about temptation, "Don't worry about avoiding temptation. As you grow older, it will avoid you." Today we heard two stories of temptation. We heard the Garden of Eden story, and we heard Jesus in the desert. The story from Genesis, this Garden of Eden, is an allegory for sin and the loss of innocence. It is a story about temptation, and it is a story about how we ourselves as human beings succumb to temptation. The serpent is this character that shows up. He is more crafty than all the other animals, it tells us. But one of the things it doesn't say but is there is when we talk about temptation, it is the lies that are used in justifying temptation. The serpent tells the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Now, Jesus' temptation story is very different. Unlike the Garden of Eden, Jesus was tempted after his time in the desert, his time in the wilderness. It was a time that he had been fasting. And when one is fasting, there is weakness and vulnerability. And so Jesus was tempted with sustenance. He was tempted with defiance and tempted with power. But like in the Garden of Eden, Jesus was also tempted with lies and half-truths. The devil takes him high on a mountain and he says, "Look out at all these kingdoms. All of these I will give you if you fall down and worship me." There's just one problem. He forgot to mention that those kingdoms are not the devil's to give. The garden temptation story speaks to a certain truth about humankind, and it speaks to our weakness. But Jesus' temptation story, for me, seems so much more real. Primarily because as we talk about it, we talk about these 40 days that he was in the desert. And here we are, spending our own 40 days in this season of Lent. It is the very basis from where the season comes. And like Jesus, we often have our own times of spiritual wilderness, where we're lost, where we are weak and vulnerable. Maybe the disciplines we take on might be new, and the newness may become a challenge for us, cause this vulnerability, and open us up for temptation. But fear not, because succumbing to temptation does not mean that we are failures. It does not mean that God does not love us. We have to think about this. Jesus made it through his temptations unscathed because he is God. We are much more like Adam and Eve in the garden. We are human. What succumbing to temptation means for us is that we have to regroup a little bit. It's a constant challenge. It's like steering a car. You know, if you hold onto your wheel tightly and you just don't let it move, what's going to happen? You'll drive off the road. Because the reality is, we're never going in a perfectly straight line. Also, life throws us new things, and as the road changes, we need to change our course too. And so we are in a constant state of falling and picking ourselves back up. And this season of Lent is all about picking ourselves back up. It's about regrouping, looking at ourselves and seeing what we need to work on. Sometimes that means we take on a discipline that helps us meet that end. When we talk about what we are giving up or what we are taking on, maybe the conversation should be, how are we picking ourselves up? How are we doing our spiritual house cleaning? How do our failures and falling into temptation remind us that we are dependent on God? And so no matter what it is that we are doing this Lent, this holy season, these 40 days, should be about understanding our own failings. And it should be about understanding that we are utterly, desperately in need of God's grace and mercy. Amen.